Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, man, regardless of what happens, we say it all the time. Control what you can. Sorry. We had it that way better with the details, the preparation, everything we do. Rain, sleet, the snow, the Eagles train to go. Hey, rain, sleet, the snow. We control that, man. It's a great team, man. It's a way to persevere. A way to persevere through adversity. Down 14, we didn't flinch. We didn't flinch. And we're going to need that to continue to do what we're trying to do. Hey, man, I love y'all boys. It's a family, man. Family on three. One, two, three.
Jalen Hurts after the win on Sunday. Rain, sleet, or snow, the Eagles trained to go.
Yeah. It's funny, right? Because I said Andy used to pick out a different person to break you down. Like, you got to give Jalen a break here. He's going to run out of these sayings at the end of one of these games, man.
I don't think he will. I really don't. I mean, he's got a cliche for every single game.
He has a full repertoire
of. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he definitely has a saying for press conferences, for games, the rat poison thing that's out there.
Yeah. He's getting more fired up, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of F words used in what I was watching, which is good.
So what about last night? I didn't get to check out the Manning cast. Did he say anything last night? Was anything interesting about the Manning cast?
I heard it was very boring.
Yes. He is very good at not saying a lot.
Okay.
Which is perfect.
Well, what did they talk to him about? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't see clips on Twitter. That's how you know.
That's how you know he didn't say anything.
Honestly,
yeah.
The most interesting thing for me was the shirt he was wearing.
The sweatshirt. Right. God bless whoever is hating on me.
And then him having a painting behind him of him. Older Hurts talking to younger Hurts.
Now, OG Wade.
The Alabama Hurts talking to the Oklahoma Hurts.
Oklahoma Hurts talking to the Bama Hurts, which right. I don't know what that means, but it was interesting.
Well, sure, you know what it means. It's like what he's learned from going to Oklahoma, he's giving that advice to the Jalen Hurts at Alabama.
Yeah.
It's like the old, if you knew them what you know now, right?
Right.
It's like, that's life. It's like, damn, if I knew them what I knew now, I would have bought every piece of real estate with every cent that I had, and I'd be a billionaire right now or a millionaire right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it was, honestly, I turned it on and I was off. It was off because they weren't saying anything and I was bored. Mm. It's exactly what you would have thought it would have been. He's feeling good. He's on there. He's not saying a lot. He's giving the answers.
Okay.
He's thoughtful in his answers when he does give it, right? You know what I mean? He's
I didn't know if they loosened him up a little bit or something. He's guarded a little bit. He knows he's on national TV.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's not going to say anything that can become a story.
So the head coach also is going to be doing some national media. Jack, is that correct? I believe Elliot was saying that that Nick Sirianni is going to do the Pat McAfee show.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's going to be very excited, I'm sure, because Pat McAfee's obviously an excitable person.
He's a Colt.
And he's a Colt, so there's a connection there.
Yeah.
Although he didn't play under Frank, so, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, he didn't play under Frank or Nick. But will Sirianni wear a tank top because McAfee normally wears a tank top, and he yells and screams. Do you think he wears a tank top just to be funny? Or?
I could see him wearing a McAfee shirt. I think McAfee sells shirts. I could see him coming on and try to pander to.
And it's going to be Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not going out there, so
yeah.
I didn't know where the hell the McAfee show is at.
I just hope it's not a beat Cardinals, you know, beat Dallas shirt.
It's not going to be Dallas sucks shirt, no. It may be a Lane Johnson hat, like Jason Kelce.
Right.
You don't want to, if you're the Eagles coach, you don't want to be wearing a McAfee-themed shirt, I don't think.
Yeah, probably not. But
Yeah. But you never know.
Well, no, but my only problem with the T-shirt thing with Nick is that, you know, he says, oh, I just find them and get them. We have multiple Eagles-related T-shirts here at the station. You know, you would think you obviously would have him wear one. Give the station a little bit of love.
We need an Ike Reese face on a T-shirt that he can put on.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
No?
Nope. Sure don't.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll see how that goes.
Now you can put a WIP shirt on, and that'd be cool.
Yes.
I don't think he want to do that either.
I mean, listen, he's obviously a big listener. If you heard the press conference yesterday, he sounds like he listens, because he was mentioning how fans were yelling after they only signed Hassan Reddick, and they were saying, like, how are y'all going to sign Reddick? What the hell? Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's listening. I don't know if he listens during the season, but when you're in the off season, you don't have to worry about winning and losing football games or what have you.
And he gets in the car, he
listen, we talk
on.
About this damn team 360 days out of the year, so he can listen in April, May, or June.
And he's getting a heavy dose of Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. All right, and today's broadcast is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors, no money down. Up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call them today, Guided Door and Window, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Dave is in Mayfair. Dave, what do you got? How are you?
Jack Fritz, Johnny Marks, and Ike Reese. In the great words of the great Ike Reese, we can win! I waited 11 years for this. 11 long, grueling, shameful, embarrassing, disappointing years for this, and now we're back. We watched Rufy and Uncle Charlie, who I met not too long ago in an autograph session, nicest guy in the world. We went to McCannon, Sandberg, who quit on this team, to Gabe Crapler, who to Joe Girardi.
Oh, wow.
We all know who's a fraud, who only got his World Series because he had a team full of Hall of Famers.
No, no, no.
Rob Comper. I told Angelo last week, we didn't deserve this. We don't deserve this, the September we had. The way we played this month, you can't blame it on the off or the pitching or whatever.
Take your time, take your time. Know.
I know you're excited.
Listen, can't blame it on Mitch Harper. You know, you were above 500 with him. He did the job. Pitching, that's a legit excuse you might have. But it's Red October. We're back. If we get last night's Nola and last year's Wheeler, the first two games of this series, we're going to NLDS, and we're going all the way.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Phillies, baby.
The Fightins, Dave.
Still celebrating from last night, I see.
Yeah.
Might have gone harder than the players.
He's been up for 36 hours straight.
By the way, the lineup's out.
Oh, yeah. What does this lineup look like tonight?
Let me guess at that. Who's the last player on the bench?
Dalton Guthrie.
Dalton Guthrie, that's
yeah,
who I was
yeah,
thinking
he's
of.
In the lineup. Harper's leading off, though. So you know,
Harper's leading off?
Yeah.
They want to make sure they get him a couple of
They want to get his at-bats and get him out of there. Yeah.
Well, and they know that he probably wasn't partaking in the festivities last night.
No?
No, he's not a drinker.
Not a drinker?
No. So,
but that's not why he's batting first, because
well,
he didn't partake in
I know they
want
to get at-bats, but they have to field a 9-man lineup.
Right, I know. They can't play all backups.
Oh, Bomer.
My guy drinks nothing?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no. Why? I know. He's not a usual ball player.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. I don't know how to feel about that.
Pat Burrell in the 93 team.
Well, I'm just thinking about all the star players. They got to have a cold one, don't they?
I don't know.
Does Mike Trout drink?
He's an Eagles fan.
See?
Yeah. Now it goes Harper, boom. I'm not sure how he's going to look tonight. He was walking around with the 30 rack yesterday. Derek Hall in the three hole. So things are going well.
Prototypical cleanup hitter I see tonight, Jack.
Brandon Marsh in the hitting cleanup, who's definitely not with it. Stotter, who was on IG Live.
He was hammered last night for sure.
Having a good time. Yep. Maton was growling into the phone last night. Veerling, Guthrie, and Stubbsy. Stubbsy was having a good time.
You got time. Because listen.
All the young guys were having a good time last night.
They can bounce back a little quicker than some of the older guys. Yeah, who cares? Yeah, the daycare.
Oh, man.
I think Stubby gets a home run tonight. That's my prediction. That's my my bet tonight.
My only thing is go Astros.
Stay away from the Mets?
No,
we put money on the Astros tonight.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. We could use a nice Verlander.
Yeah, the Astros weren't celebrating last night.
Yeah. No, they
Yeah, this team, that lineup probably didn't get in to 3 o'clock this morning, 4 o'clock this morning.
Probably. Yeah, I would say that's
except for Bryce.
Yeah, maybe some of the older guys went in a little bit, but I would assume the younger guys.
That's what I'm talking about, the younger guys, for sure.
Now, good for us, Ike, the top five in the Astros lineup is their usual studs.
Okay.
So, should be okay. Meanwhile, we got Marshy in cleanup spot tonight.
Did you get a good price, or
what
was
the run line?
I just took it. Yeah, we just took the run line, Yeah, it don't even matter.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Do we have a little Bryce after the game? Bryce, like you feel good for the team. I felt good for ownership, and then you start feeling like I'm happy that the Phillies made the playoffs. I'm happy Bryce was able to be there. And here he was after the game.
You've been through this before, but there's a lot of responsibility on these shoulders. What is this like to see this come to fruition?
I'm so excited to be back here with an organization that I absolutely love. John Middleton bringing me in, being able to, you know, help this team be successful with all the players that we have and all the guys that we have. Making the right moves at the right time and doing the things we needed to do to get to where we are right now. And this is, you know, this is the plan, right? This is the goal to do this, but this is step one as well. And we all know that, but we're going to enjoy this. We're going to have fun. And I'm just so happy to do it as a Philadelphia Philly. I'm so excited to be here. I got chills thinking about it. This is for the city. This is for the fans. And I hope we get back and get there and play in front of them.
That's NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The mute button wasn't working last night, man. I caught all those words last night watching it live.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I caught everything.
Guys were pumped up.
Felt just like Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jimmy chimed in last night, sent out a tweet. I love that. Although, you know, the old Phillies were sending out congratulations tweets to the teams, to the team last night.
Yep.
It's good, man. It's good. I didn't see one from Big Peace.
No.
Did Big Peace send one out last night?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't see one from Big Peace last night.
I did not either, but.
Chase?
Normally,
he's a Dodger. He's worried about the Dodgers.
Yeah, he's a Dodger. Yeah,
he's a Philly, I think. he's not a Twitter guy. You know,
he's not a Twitter.
Yeah, he's
guy.
Old school.
Yeah, so Ryan Howard hasn't tweeted in about a month.
Okay,
Shane Victorino normally is pretty good for Instagram.
Well, Shane was on Bryson Stott's IG live, so
okay, there you
he
go.
He was locked in.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, he's a Philly.
I just like when the you know that era of Phillies baseball is the last. That's the golden era of the organization. So it's always cool when those guys are supportive of the ball club getting back in into the postseason. So, you know, I tell you, my communication with former players through the first month of the season has been a hell of a lot different than the last 2 years where around here communicating with guys. A lot of guys excited about what they're seeing with the boys this year. Get a lot more happier tweets text messages during the game.
Then what the hell are they doing?
Oh, man, before that 2020 season in the first half of last year, yeah.
A lot of questions being
asked. Yeah, a lot of questions and text messages.
I bet. All right, back to the phones in 1 second. But listen, QC Connects, what they're doing for people here is really amazing, and we talk about them. A lot of Marks and Reese listeners have visited them. They got their free consultation. They went in, and they're getting real lasting relief from joint pain. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in these new, exciting pain treatments. And we're talking about non-surgical alternatives. So if you're dealing with joint pain, maybe it's from an injury, maybe it's from arthritis, if you've hurt your shoulder or wherever else, right? Rotator cuff, torn meniscus. If you've been diagnosed with bone-on-bone arthritis, and maybe they've told you, hey, you need a replacement, call QC Kinetics first. And just realize that maybe you don't need cortisone shots. Maybe you don't need surgery. Maybe you don't need these things. QC Kinetics is giving people their life back with no drugs and no surgery, pain-free. Just call them. Find out more about it. QC Kinetics, free consultation, 215-999-3000, 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. All right, Nick in Collegeville. Hi, Nick. How are you, buddy?
Hi, John Fritzy. What's up, guys?
What's up, Nick?
What's up, buddy?
I can accept Bryce not drinking. I get that. There's a lot of people who don't drink, and I'm in the wine business, so I get all that.
But I can't accept this some multimillionaire like Boehm drinking bad beer. Like, come on, dude. Seriously.
But he's a baseball player.
Listen, you drink. It's one thing to drink like you're 18 when you're 20. But like, when you turn a certain age, come on, man. Like, spend an extra 50 cents on a case.
Well, what I'm saying is that it was probably a sponsored.
Oh, no doubt it was. They had that ready for him.
I don't know if Boehmer has an IPA, a case of IPAs in his locker that he's bringing iced up. You know what I mean?
You think it's sponsored and they got cameras in there trying to get some sponsor flicks in. I don't know. I'm not accepting that. But anyway, the reason why I called. Like, Ellie can't help himself, can he? He goes 59 minutes and 58 seconds, and he tries to get out the door with some BS. Well, he's not 4-0 like Nick is.
But did you see how he also started it? He did this when the Queen died. He had to have this, like, she's the most influential person ever. It's like, Ellie, would you shut up? And nothing, not everything has to be a take. Because he started he started off the segment by saying, like, this is the best Philadelphia sports fans have ever had it, right? It's like, huh? So we debated that.
It's like he's always writing a headline. You don't have to always write a headline with your mouth. You could just come out with a normal, you could just say, hey, it's kind of rainy and 51 degrees out today, because it is. It can't be 109 every day and 9 degrees every day. It could be just an average day.
Mm-hmm.
But I like how he tried to get out of the room, and you did your best bodyguard. You muffled him back in the room and straightened him out a little bit. But
yes,
he can't forget that the season's not four games.
Four games, yes.
And he goes, well, who they beat? Well, they only played a third of 1 point, like 39% of the season. Yeah, who they beat? They beat the same bums that the World Series team, the Super Bowl team won. But we know how the season ended,
mm-hmm.
and we know who they beat
mm-hmm.
to get to the playoffs mm-hmm. and to get to the Super Bowl, and they the best tandem to play in the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Coach and quarterback. So,
and they didn't have a down game. Like, Brady was he?
They didn't have a down. I mean, yes. People go, oh, well, that Atlanta game, they were one bad drop in the end zone. Yeah, I get all that, but guess what?
That didn't happen. They won.
Yeah.
What did Tom Brady? Like, Tom Brady was 1-3 and out away from losing to the Atlanta Falcons.
That's right.
Yeah.
Until he ran off 39,000 points. So you need luck to win a Super Bowl.
Well, the only objection, Nick, I have is that he started that with 10 minutes till the top of the hour, 2 minutes before we're supposed to break. Because I like when Elliot says something naturally that and Ike's like, what? And then they start going back and forth. That's my favorite part. So, Ike,
mm-hmm.
I feel like the Phillies going to need Herb. Because Herb hasn't stepped up when the teams have needed him to as a pick-me-up or as, you know, really to get him going. Herb has not delivered. Now, prior to the Eagles season started, Herb did pump the Eagles up, and that's worked so far. But Herb from Northeast Philly joins us right now. Herb, how are you?
Johnny Moore.
All right, where are you? Where are you, Herb?
We got a Flyers game right now.
All right, well, we can hear a lot of people talking in the background. Are you driving the bus?
Damn, just left the parking lot.
So, Herb, I just for your sake. I mean, I'm pretty sure your employer would rather you worry about driving the bus than talking to us.
You think?
I'm okay, though.
All right, good. I hope so.
I can see you got that earpiece in right now.
Right. So, Herb, are you available to come to our live pep rally on Thursday at Chigs and Pete's in South Philly to try to pump up the Delaware Valley?
I got to look at the schedule because the guy Hart, we got a lot of – we got a lot of concerts going on.
Oh, well, I mean, so you don't know if you're working Thursday or not, Herb?
I am working, but I don't know.
You don't know what time you go in? All right.
Yeah, that's the thing.
All right. Well, you could always call as well.
We'll be there at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be there at 2 o'clock on Thursday. Yeah, the whole station's going to be there from 6 o'clock. Angelo mm-hmm. till the end of Giglio, 7:30.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll make you one way or the other.
So listen, but also, like, I need a little bit more than you've been giving us in your live pep talks on the radio.
The Phillies, I told you, 15 wins. They almost made it to 90. They got a couple games to go.
Can you tell those people to be quiet, Herb? In the background, they're distracting.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all right.
All right.
The only thing. I've been a Phillies fan. I followed them since 1961-62. I followed the Mike Schmidt team. I followed the Gary Matthews team, Pete Rose,
right.
Darren Dalton era.
Mm-hmm.
I followed,
well, if you've been a fan since 61, you followed all those
been,
teams,
yeah,
right?
So
yeah. Yeah.
This team finally, it took a few years, you know.
I like this call.
Manager, yeah, exactly. He's getting there.
The manager, you know, it didn't work out with Joe Girardi.
It did not.
No.
Herb's giving a recap since 1961, Ike. It's great.
Listen.
It's great.
All I want to know is, Herb, did you shed a tear last night when they clinched?
I watched that whole game, my man. I felt.
You did.
I felt good that they won. I felt good that they won.
Did you shower yourself with a beer, Herb?
No, I didn't. I just got off a ship 3 days ago.
Do you still have sea legs?
You just got off a ship 3 days ago. I thought he said a shift.
I'm lucky the plane didn't crash at Atlantic City Airport.
You were on a plane too?
Yeah, coming home. They canceled just flight.
What you just said, you were on a ship.
Yeah, and then I had to get.
So you flew. Where? Where did the ship depart from? Somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, Miami.
Ah. All right, so Herb's in Miami.
I'll tell you the story on
Thursday at the yeah.
All right,
yeah,
well, just but listen,
I almost got a
like, just make sure that you don't tire yourself out. The last time that you were supposed to take Ike out after the Eagles thing or whatever, and you didn't
I'm
even show up.
It. I'm playing.
All right,
it.
Well, get rest. That's all I'm saying. Thank you, Herb.
Eagles, number five, go Eagles.
There you go,
Donovan here.
All right. No, not that number five.
Well, that's honestly what I thought he meant at first.
Me too.
I really did think that too.
Me too.
But I thought he liked his interview yesterday.
No, he's just fifth win, I think.
I thought he got Jalen and Donovan mixed up.
Could have been. Yeah, so Herb hopefully joins us, and it's gonna be quite the party at Chickies and Pete's on Thursday.
Yeah.
And Jack will not be there, we don't think.
No, he'll be riding through the streets, man.
Yeah.
With the people.
Yeah, it'll be my own post-game celebration.
Most influential people on WIP.
How about that?
Not Angelo, not Ike.
Wow.
Jack and Elliot.
It's a really good take.
Yeah. Corey and Columbus may not be on the rest of this week, Ike.
Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah, he got a lot of stones, man.
Yeah, like, come
seriously,
on, man.
Bro.
We'll be WIP will be all day Thursday, special Phillies return of Red October. Pep rally all day, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We'll be giving away a limited edition return of Red October t-shirt, compliments of our friends at Budweiser. Again, it's Thursday, 6 a.m., 7:30 p.m., live from Chickies in South Philly. If you want more details, you can find them at WIP's Facebook page. Just look under events. And Jack's going to be on some Phillies bus, double-decker bus, riding around the Delaware Valley.
I'll be grabbing beers from all the fans. They'll be throwing them up on the bus.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be the same as that.
Hey, I'll be throwing stuff at you, all right?
Yeah. No, but this is just my entryway into eventually getting on the float when they win the World Series.
You know what?
You know he definitely is working that angle.
You deserve it, man.
He's definitely working that angle.
You deserve it.
I was just asked, you know?
Yep. So if they said there's only one spot, would you say I can't go because James would have to go, or would you say
I'm going?
Let's go.
No, I'd say I'm going, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah, we
know. Be honest.
Yeah.
It's a big moment for me.
Yep. By the way, so would James.
Yeah,
he would ditch you.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't think so?
No. Well, maybe after Jack's already shown his true colors with James. Yeah, he should. I don't know if he would. Coming up, top five at five. I can't see. Jack was probably up all night getting the top five at five ready.
Man.
I couldn't sleep.
Is it Philly's theme, Jack?
Yes.
I figured. All right, that's coming up. Big 5 o'clock hour as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Today's program is sponsored by Guide to Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down, up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call them today, Guide to Door and Window, 877-GO-GUIDE, or visit goguida.com. Coming up back with the top five at five. But listen, BetMGM unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits. And it's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.